ProPlayers.com.
1440 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom. Here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. It's 9:04 in downtown Rochester, 71. A Rochester man is facing charges for a brief standoff that happened Tuesday afternoon in a southeast Rochester neighborhood. The criminal complaint alleges 29-year-old Nathan Michael Noser assaulted and threatened his live-in girlfriend. The complaint says he refused to exit the home when officers arrived, but eventually walked out without further incident and was arrested about an hour after agreeing to leave during a phone call with police. Noser is charged with second-degree assault, domestic assault by strangulation, and terroristic threats. He is also facing a gross misdemeanor domestic assault charge. Sentencing is in August for a Twin Cities man charged following an undercover underage sex solicitation operation by Rochester police. Officers arrested 51-year-old Troy Alvin Wagner last October after he drove to a Rochester park from Maple Grove to meet who he thought was a 14-year-old girl. The criminal complaint says he had been messaging with an officer posing as a teen online for about 2 months prior to his arrest, and that the messages turned sexual in nature. He pleaded guilty to a charge of electronic communication describing sexual conduct with a child. The city of Minneapolis has launched its coordinated citywide summer safety plan. Officials say it will use the city's community safety network to prevent violence, respond to emergencies, and ensure residents and visitors enjoy being in Minneapolis. The initiative is led by the Minneapolis Police Department and will include stepped-up law enforcement. It is in its fifth year. More news on the KROC News app and at KROCNews.com. Time now for the weather eye forecast.